From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Austrian authorities rescue several migrants from a van as Europe continues to deal with the growing crisis. Austrian authorities pulled three children near death from dehydration from the vehicle packed with 26 Syrian and South Asian refugees Saturday near the German border. A Hungarian court on Saturday remanded four suspected human traffickers to custody for another month as Europe reels from its largest humanitarian crisis since World War II. Separately, Saturday, Libyan authorities say that three people were arrested on suspicion of launching a boat packed with migrants bound for Italy that sank Thursday in the Mediterranean. As many as 200 people might have drowned. The United Nations estimates 300,000 migrants from the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia have fled to Europe this year to escape poverty and violence. An Egyptian court has found three Al Jazeera journalists guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and has sentenced them to 3 years in prison. The verdict was originally expected earlier this month, but the court repeatedly delayed the proceedings since Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, Egyptian Bahir Mohamed, and Australian Peter Grest were arrested in December 2013. Grest has since been allowed to return to Australia. Human rights lawyer Amal Clooney criticized the sentences.
Every single third party that has looked at this case from the beginning, from the UN to the EU, the US, the UK, everyone has said there is no evidence to sustain any of the charges. And Egypt's own Supreme Court, when they looked at this case, said there wasn't sufficient evidence.
The U.S. State Department issued a statement Saturday urging the Egyptian government to take all available measures to redress the decision. This is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice is in Islamabad on an unscheduled visit for talks with senior Pakistani government and military officials. Pakistani officials told VOA that Rice will meet with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif on Sunday. The U.S. State Department said the talks are expected to focus on mutual interests and areas of concern, particularly terrorist and militant attacks emanating, that is, from Pakistani soil. Rice is also likely to discuss Pakistan's role in Afghanistan's effort to negotiate peace with the Taliban and a recent rise in tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi. Thailand's police commissioner says investigators are looking into the deadly bombing of a Hindu shrine and seeking a second man after the arrest of one suspect near Bangkok. As Ron Corbin reports from Bangkok, the identity of the arrested suspect is unclear. Police say he was traveling on a falsified Turkish passport.
The arrest of a man said to be in his 20s at apartments on the outskirts of Bangkok Saturday involved some 100 police and troops and came almost 2 weeks after the bombing of a Hindu shrine in Bangkok that killed at least 20 people with scores injured. At the apartment, police uncovered material for bomb-making similar to that used at the Erawan Hindu shrine on the evening of August 17. The material was also linked to a second explosion the next day at a river pier in shallow waters without causing injury. Thai Police Commissioner Somyot Pumpan Mung, at a press briefing Saturday, said the identity of the man remained unclear. The arrested man was carrying a Turkish passport, but police said his travelling papers were falsified. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Mississippi and Louisiana marked the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina on Saturday by ringing church bells, laying wreaths, and celebrating the resiliency of a region still recovering from the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history. In New Orleans's lower Ninth Ward, which is still rebuilding from the storm, residents and community activists gathered at the levee where Katrina's waters broke through and submerged the entire neighborhood. Mitch Landrieu is the mayor of New Orleans.
The city of New Orleans clearly is on a path to a better place. But we have always said that we are not going forward if we cannot go forward together, and we will not leave anybody behind.
In Mississippi, churches along coastal Hancock County tolled their bells in unison Saturday morning to mark the 10th anniversary of the day that Katrina made landfall in that state. The massive storm struck the Gulf Coast on August 29, 2005, killing 1,800 people and destroying thousands of homes. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.